Good morning, our Alan Chartok with us. Alan, as you talked about yesterday, the whoosh is happening with the lockbox.
David, as you know, I've always had this theory that if you fill up the sink and you pull the plug, you know, you get this tiny, tiny little whirlpool. And then as it goes down right towards the end, everything's going down that drain and goes whoosh. And that's the way it is with the fund drive. We know we have this lockbox. It's so many people are coming up to me and saying, I put my money in the lockbox. We're all in this together. We all made it together. And along comes somebody extraordinary, Mr. Big, and says, all right, if you can do this, $25,000. What a great man he is. Think about that kind of sacrifice. But he's trying to incentivize everybody to do it, and we're within striking distance now. It's going to be close. We have $303,000 before the street mail. And by the way, anybody wants to just stick something in an envelope right now and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. That's great. But in the end, do it online, because that way it counts immediately. We need $325,000 to get the thing done. We're getting very close. We have today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until 6 o'clock on Monday morning to make this extra $25,000 to satisfy Mr. Big and to make this thing work.
WAMC.org. Alan, some developments in New York we're hearing in the Working Families Party.
That's right, David. The Working Families Party is the successor to the old Liberal Party, which sort of disgraced itself and then just busted up. It gives people to the left of center a place to go in New York to vote. The governor desperately needs them, and the governor has done some progressive things. There's no question when you're talking about gay marriage and you're talking about guns and the rest. Those are some. But when it comes to his view of taxation, many of the people in the Working Families Party are not happy with him. And you have people quoted in the New York Times today, Karen Scharf. We interviewed her on the Capital Connection, executive director of the liberal advocacy group Citizen Action of New York. She says, I don't see how we can do this. And they've got somebody else ready to go. And that somebody else is somebody that most people haven't heard of. Her name is Zephyr Teachout, a Fordham University law professor. And I have to tell you, she could siphon a lot of votes away from Cuomo, who desperately needs those votes if he's to run for president and he needs to have a blowout of an election.
Meanwhile, Alan, Cuomo says if they don't reach an agreement on campaign finance by the end of the legislative session, he's going to campaign against state Senate leaders.
I've always felt that Andrew Cuomo has the Republican leadership in the state Senate in a vice hold. As you remember, a group of dissatisfied Democrats came over to support the Republicans. Cuomo can go to those guys and say, listen, I'll support your primary opponents. If you don't, you get back in line with everybody else, and says to the Republicans, hey, you're in the minority now. I pull the switch and you're gone. Trust me, they don't want to be in the minority. He has them where he wants them. They have to do what he wants.